Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sure looks like
Where is the magic wand?
Right here in my right hand. I am at the right hand of the Almighty here on the Good Day program.
Oh, thanks, Dougie.
And the Almighty is Jennifer Horn. There she is. Along with Molly Page and Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden here with the issues of the day. We're going to talk about the situation in Nepal with a business writer for the International Business Times who has been following this very closely. So some things that you don't know, we'll bring you up to date on that. Matter of moments. The rumors floating out of Baltimore regarding Freddie Gray and his condition. This is rumor. It has appeared in print. Whether it's true or it's not true remains to be seen. But just because, you know, you hear something, do you believe it or you not believe it? But it's a new wrinkle in understanding what went on, or perhaps understanding what went on. Supposedly, Freddie Gray had spinal surgery a couple of weeks before this incident, and that may have made him vulnerable. His neck was weaker. He's had problems with it all of his life, supposedly. What's the rest of the story, Richie?
Well, it supposedly is in the city paper. I'm also seeing it on a live leak and a couple of other places online, but I don't know what the source is. So that's why
it can't be hard to check out. Go to find out what his medical records are.
Especially since they say he had a pre-existing spinal and neck injury that had severe damage and scar tissue from an accident that Allstate Insurance was paying him for. A large structured settlement for. That should be easy enough to confirm or not.
Yep.
They said he had unsuccessful spinal fusion surgeries, and the most recent spinal cervical operation was a week and a half before he was arrested. He supposedly should have been home in bed resting when he was out and got arrested. Take it for what it is. Confirm any of this. It could be just internet stories.
There's a lot of that stuff floating around.
It's certainly something that should be checked out.
Kenny, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What more do we have on the situation in Baltimore?
Let me see. A lot of comments like this. Ronnie says, we can thank Obama and Holder and the rest of his administration for what's going on in Baltimore.
How so? What does that mean? Well, because they're black? What kind of a nonsensical comment is that? Anybody?
A lot of them.
I don't think it's about the color of their skin. I would guess that means it's about their leadership style and about giving people more. I mean, you have the city of Baltimore under Democrat, they've been ruled by Democrats for a long time. The state's been ruled by Democrats.
The king's a Democrat.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, they've been in charge. The person in charge has been a Democrat. The person in charge of the state has been a Democrat, and it's a minority-run city. I'm thinking that's what they're getting.
Maybe that's what they're saying, but it's nonsense. What else you got, Kenny?
Let's see. Greg says, white people would rather let a whole city burn than arrest some racist cops. That's how deep racism goes in America.
Wow.
Give me that again.
White people would rather let a whole city burn than arrest some racist cops. That's how deep racism goes in America.
That's about as dumb a comment as the last one. What else you got?
Well, we got some really stupid people listening to this show.
Next.
Lucas says, it's the same folks murdering black people that are now saying violence is never the answer.
That just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
All right, let's go on to something else. Today is Denim Day. Let's turn the page here.
Wow, that's quite the transition.
5 million people have registered for Denim Day USA, organized by a group called Peace Over Violence. It encourages people to wear denim today to raise awareness about rape and sexual assault. And if you carry it further, other violence. We have so much violence in our society. I'm for raising awareness. I'm for telling you this is a great idea. I don't quite get the connection with denim, though. What am I missing. Okay, Mom.
May I?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so Denim Day established as a global response for blaming a rape victim for an assault. And it goes back to an Italian Supreme Court decision back in 1999 to overturn a 92 rape conviction because the victim had been wearing tight jeans. They blamed her for the rape because of what she was wearing.
Because, you know, the women always are asking for it.
Right. That's right.
Aye.
This was a really, really big case, actually. Yeah. And when it was argued in court, they said, well, if the jeans were so tight, how did the person raping her get them off? Because they were saying they were so tight that the man couldn't control himself and had to rape her. So that's the origins of this. But if you go to denimdayinfo.org, it expands on it quite a bit. It's really interesting. And also in Salinas, California, the police department wearing jeans today in honor.
Okay, that's provocative and worth a thought and a moment or two. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jen or Molly or Ken at, at DougStephan.com. The story about Bruce Jenner. We've all been talking about Bruce Jenner. I said something earlier that I stand by because I think it really is, at least where my head goes, when I'm thinking about all the attention that's given to Bruce Jenner and to the change, because that's really what it is. That story is nothing more than an underscore of what happens in every one of your lives. Every day we go through some kind of change. Some of us more dramatic than others, but the very nature of life is that from moment to moment, hour to hour, day to day, there are changes that are taking place in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirit, in our being. And so what Bruce Jenner is expressing through his actions is maybe not the same thing categorically that you're doing, but I use myself as an example. My life has changed enormously in the last couple of months in very important ways. And I think about what it means to my future, because that's what it is. Everything you do at this moment in time contributes to what your future is. And I think if people think about that, maybe they'll act differently just thinking about what you do and the ramifications that, even if it's not anybody else, if it's you, on you. I mean, even you'd go to Freddie Gray. If he hadn't have run, what would his life be like now? And what would the situation in Baltimore be like? And whether it's Jenner or whatever it is. Jenner said he identified as a woman. So some of you have asked where the conversation, was it about him or her? And so I said, kind of on the sort of off the cuff, that it was neither. I think that he was using she, wasn't he?
No.
In the television,
he said the pronoun is still he. He was calling her. He was calling his female self her. That's how he referred to her.
So you understand the confusion,
right? But I get him confused. Diane Sawyer said, "Well, how should I refer to you?" He said, "Use the pronoun he."
Okay. But see, that's what I guess I was criticized for, because he said he, and I didn't know what to use. But he prefers to be still
called
a he.
There are a lot of people who are standing up for him, her online.
Yep.
Who are going through a transition, and they refer to him as her. So it's not you, Doug.
Okay, thank you.
It's confusing.
Well, yeah. It is a little confusing.
Is he speaking about himself in the third person, referring to the future
he's
her?
He's calling, she's been out in public, I've talked to her,
but
blah, blah,
do you
blah,
see
blah.
What I mean about change?
Yeah. Wow.
Do you understand? Well, that's why I kind of, it isn't the story necessarily about him and what he's doing. It's just the changes that he's bringing to his life, and we all bring it. And think about the changes that go on with you each day and how they contribute to your future, and see if it doesn't make sense connecting it that way. In a moment, we go to Nepal for an update on the earthquake there. In the meantime, I do want us to talk about Super Beats for a moment in a more calm, cool, and collected fashion than might have been the case when I tried this last time. The folks who bring you Super Beats have done an excellent job of studying your body. They understand that nutritionally, your body needs nitric oxide to keep your arteries open and to keep your body flexible. Everything about your body becomes more flexible when you're using Super Beats. It just is that way. According to the American Heart Association, Americans who are over the age of 40 don't produce enough nitric oxide. Therefore, you're more prone to getting high blood pressure. So you want to keep it where it is if it's good. You want to bring it down if it's not. And if you use Super Beets, you have a 50% better chance of keeping the levels where they were in your 20s. Man, how about that? Go to DougLikesBeets.com to get the benefits of Super Beets, or just call and order 800-655-4183.
Today on App Check, 8mm vintage camera, a $2 app which lets your video phone shoot grainy old-style black and white movies. Looks very cool, works every time. 8mm vintage camera, it's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This first baseman spent 12 of his 14 major league seasons with the LA Dodgers. His 270 homers are the most by any Dodger since leaving Brooklyn.
That one is hit a mile. A majestic shot.
So where is Eric Karros now? Eric works on the pregame show for Dodgers telecast and is a color commentator for Fox Sports national baseball coverage. He hosts a daily radio show in San Diego with fellow former outfielder Jeremy Burnitz and is a featured voice in the video game MLB The Show. In 2011, Eric sat down with Brad Pitt to discuss the movie Moneyball.
Brad, did you have a favorite team growing up, or did you follow baseball at all?
Baseball, I didn't get along that well. I had no arm. I took a pop fly in center field at high noon right in the face.
Eric Karros, a star among stars. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this?
My name's Grunge. Hey, I earned it. If there's grease or anything else to be found, I got it. Kind of like Pigpen and Charlie Brown. I'm a grease magnet.
Today, American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Hello, Mr. Grunge.
Yeah, my name's Grunge from Nebraska, unfortunately. I reside there. Don't claim it. I'm a grease magnet. I don't have to do anything to get it. It finds me. What more can you ask for, right? Hey, it's great.
What's your riding philosophy?
Usually just nice cruise and take the back roads. Get off that super slab and just enjoy life and stop and smell the exhaust fumes.
American Biker Minute.
I don't do it.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your lover think you're sensitive and committed? All it takes is a note, a card, or maybe a love letter. Here's the science and technique of it. First, nothing electronic, nothing printed or text, no notebook paper, must be handwritten and go with red ink. Rorschach of inkblot fame pointed out that red pulls emotions. Now the words. Researchers say that 80% of recipients want serious. Funny notes scream, I'm not committing. Also terms like my dearest and phrases like my heart's only half a heart without you. It's essential. And you must conclude with I love you.
I love it when you do that.
What's the cheap psychological trick? A handwritten statement of love speaks louder than words and lasts for decades. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
13 and change before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have Amy Nordrum with us, who is a science business writer at International Business Times. In the past week alone, her work has been featured by Scientific American, Smithsonian Magazine. Well, maybe not in the past week, but she writes and writes well, studies circumstances. She wrote in the last week, in the wake of this most recent tragedy, scientists have a grim message to impart. The trauma that earthquakes inflict on human life and property worldwide will only worsen. Amy, welcome. Is that because we have more people, or because there are going to be more earthquakes, or both?
Hi, Doug. That's a good question. The answer is that the earthquakes are not getting any stronger. We're not necessarily having more of them. It's the population trends that are really making earthquakes riskier. 8 of the 10 largest cities in the world are located in active seismic areas, and many of those cities are getting bigger. The population rate in developing countries is twice the rate of developed nations, and many of those developing countries are not implementing the modern building codes that we have to combat many of these earthquake deaths that are suffered.
All right, so the numbers now appear to be, 5,000, 6,000 people who have been killed, and twice that many people have been hurt. You look at those numbers, and then you compare them to the number of people who have died in the last 20 years. 750,000 people have died at the hands of earthquakes in the last 20 years. So this is a result of building in areas that are questionable, but do we know that when these cities were built or founded, nobody knew what they know now? So should we just move people out of these areas? How do you deal with this?
I think it's a complex issue. Obviously, more resources in those countries that are developing and building up more infrastructure could help. Also, weeding out corruption in those nations, that's a big issue. Corruption in terms of implementing building standards, so issuing permits or doing proper inspections. In many of these countries where corruption is high, officials can be bribed by contractors and convinced to not implement these standards. So the vast majority, actually 83% of deaths that occur from earthquakes due to collapsed buildings have occurred in countries with high rates of corruption. So unfortunately, even though the standards are there and the technology exists, sometimes they just aren't implemented.
Well, I think there's a naivete to, if you've traveled a lot, and I suspect you have and I have been fortunate enough to see how people live in the rest of the world, we keep comparing everybody to us. And that's not realistic. They don't have the money. Yes, most of these governments are so corrupt. There's a simple, it's just accepted. That's their lifestyle. It isn't like, oh my God, what a horrible place, there's corruption. That's the way they live. That's the way they travel. That's what they're used to. So even if there are standards that are sort of quasi-reasonable, it's really easy to get around them because that's the way business is done. And I think that we are silly if we think we're going to affect what's going on just by saying, well, those countries are corrupt. Yeah, they are corrupt. But you think you're going to change them just by pointing that out? Not hardly. But it's a point that's well made because it does, as we look at these conditions and we look at the people suffering from human tragedy, you think, isn't there some way of eliminating that? And it's a question that is, I think, one that will take a lot more time than we have to figure out. Amy, thanks for being here. Amy Nordrum on Good Day.